somebody, the question was raised whether we're going to do something lechavod Purim. So again, we're so in debt in Yevamos that it's, we certainly can't start with it. But if you remind me towards the end, if there's some time, I'll be happy to say a couple of words. So the Abishol is a serious matter.
He didn't hold the Mardel Yerda probably.
Yeah. So, or he knew when, you know, when yes and when not. It's even better. So the let's go back to where we were a little bit, Abishol. So as I said, Abishol is a very pivotal topic. Abishol seems to impose a requirement of, depending on how you understand it, either Kavana or Lishma to Yibum, with which when ignored, is responsible for seemingly, we'll discuss all this in a moment, very dire consequences. So let's discuss, let's just get the marker back for a minute and then discuss the three basic perspectives on Abishol and their implications. The Gemara says, Allah and Tassumid base, that Barishona, this is four lines down into the wide lines. Into the wider lines, I should say. Okay? Not the widest lines. So Barishona, Shahayu Miskavnim, the Shem Mitzvah, in the olden days, right, and originally, when we could count on people to have the proper kavana when it came to Yibum. So Mitzvah Yibum, Kodemus, and Mitzvah Kalitza. So in that time period, the halacha was that the Chachamim always preferred Yibum to Chalitza. And of course, I mean, just keeping it in perspective, as we've noted, if you look at the Psukim in Parshas Kitetze, remember, there's no question that Yibum, you know, all things being equal, is preferred to Chalitza. Right? The Torah tells us that when it introduces the whole Parsha, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachta, right? And then we describe the circumstance, the tragic conditions of a man, you know, who dies without leaving any heirs, etc. And then the Torah says, and what you do is, Yivama Yavo Aleha, right, to be Yibma, Ulakachal Aleisha. So, only in the aftermath of that, you know, first section do we say, Bimlo Chafetz, and if he doesn't want to do Yibum, and then you have the Parsha of Chalitza. So if you just read the Psukim, it's perfectly clear that the first option, right, the preferred option, clearly, is Yibum. So there's no question that all things being equal, Yibum is preferred over Chalitza, or, at best, you could have said that these are equal options. If these are equal options, then something has to go first. But certainly, Chalitza is not kodemes the Yibum. And as we'll see now, even Abishol, who thinks that Chalitza is kodemes the Yibum, it's not because, per se, Yibum is preferred, it's because the risk benefit consideration outweighs the objective preference. Even though Yibum is preferred over Chalitza, maybe it's too precarious a step to take. There's too much that can go wrong, and therefore you have to play it safe and go with the secondary option. That's why people have secondary options. It's a safer option. So that's what, essentially, that's what the Gemara describes. Barishon Hashem Miskav Moshem Mitzvah Mitzvah Yibum Kodemus and Mitzvah Chalitza. Even according to Abishol, the Akshat Shein Miskav Moshem Mitzvah. But nowadays, when we can no longer rely on people to cultivate the proper attitude in their Yibum, so Amru, they said that Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemus and Mitzvah Yibum. Now they turned things around and they said, we prefer Chalitza over Yibum. Right? Omar Rami Bar Chama, the Gemara quotes from Bar Chama, saying, Omar Yitzchak Chazru Loma Mitzvah Yibum Kodemus and Mitzvah Chalitza. They recanted this view, and they said, no, not really. Yibum is preferred over Chalitza, even Bizmanenu. Not just in the good, old times, but even in our reality, our contemporary society. In their contemporary society. Omar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Achshur Dari, right? What happened? Things actually got better. The generations, were more scrupulous, more careful about Yibum, and therefore we're more trusting about people's proper motivations than we were in the previous generation. Is such a thing possible? So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it is. But rather, Mikar Sabri Kavishol. Originally, they thought that the Psak was in accordance with Abishol, namely that if you ignore the proper Kavana, the consequences are dire. And then they concluded that in fact the Psak is in accordance with the Rabbanan, who are of the opinion that either there's no requirement of Lishma at all, or if there is such a requirement, it's a Lechatchila, but it's certainly not a B'diavad. The Tanya, as we learn, Abba Shalom is the opinion. What's this Abba Shalom that everybody's talking about? Again, Dab Gimel Amid Aleph, we originally had in the beginning of the Masechta, right? The Mishnah said that if you have 15 Ervas, there's Yibum, there's no Yibum, and there's no Chalitza, not for her, and not for her Tzaros. And the language of the Mishnah was, there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibum. And the Gemara in Gimel Amid Aleph said, what do you mean, no Chalitza, no Yibum? You should say no Yibum and no Chalitza. Right? That just comes trippingly off the tongue, and that's, you know, what makes sense most conceptually. So the Gemara says, on Gimel Amid Aleph, no, the Stam Bas Nisan of Daf Beis Amid Aleph is Alib and Abishal. But the Gemara there doesn't tell you what Abishal says. So it's the Gemara here on Lamed Tesla Beis that finally describes what it is that Abishal has in mind. So what is it? Hakonis is Yventa L'shem Noi. He marries her because of her beauty. L'shem Ishus, or even if he marries her, this is the bigger Chiddush in my opinion, because he wants to marry, he wants to be married to her. That's why he marries her. Right? U'l'shum Dabar Acher. Or if he marries her, this is less of a Chiddush than the first, than both of the first two. And that is, he marries her for financial gain, let's say. Right? So Abishal says, any of those motivations, ki'ilu pogeya be'erva, it's as if he encounters erva, the karvani be'enai lios havlad mamzer. And not only that, but I'm close to thinking, or to viewing this, might be a better way to say it, I'm close to viewing this, even though, we have to decide in a minute whether close means we do view it, or it means close but we don't, right? That sounds like Leo Sablad Mamzer, the child produced, the offspring produced from this Yibum, will be a Mamzer. Again, those are very strong words. The Chachamim and the Chacham disagree, and they say, Yavama Yavo Alecha, Mikol Makom, meaning, as long as you do an act of Yibum in proper context, your Kavana is not going to be Na'akev. That's the view of the Chachamim.
The end justifies the means.
Well, I don't know if the end justifies the means.
Having the son, having
children. Yeah. Now, the point, at minimum, it means that the act of Yibum, properly executed, is a proper Yibum. Whether that's only B'dieved or even L'chatchila, that's a secondary debate. We'll see in a moment. There's a lot of confusion surrounding the position of Rabbeinu Hananel. We'll see in a moment. Tosfos brings it up. And if you look at the Or Zeruah, the Or Zeruah says, no, there's no confusion. Everybody got it wrong. Everybody claimed that Rabbeinu, in one place Rabbeinu Hananel says you should have Kavana L'shem Yibum. In another place he says that it doesn't paskin like Abishal. So the Rishonim, who, you know, each, whoever paskins like Abishal said, oh, you know, Rabbeinu Hananel changed his mind. He used to think that you don't paskin like Abishal. But here, look, he wrote that you have to have Kavanah L'shem Yibum and not L'shem Noi. He changed his mind. He came on to the right team. You know, the other one said the exact opposite. They said, oh, originally Rabbeinu Hananel said you should have to have Kavanah. No, but you see from here, he said he doesn't paskin like Abishal. So, you know, everybody, understandably, wouldn't you want Rabbeinu Hananel on your side? So Rabbeinu Hananel wrote seemingly two contradictory things right in different places, and if that means that he changed his mind, so then but he didn't leave a record which one he wrote first and which one he wrote last. So, you know, each Shita, which is very convinced that they're right, you know, is going to claim Rabbeinu Hananel as a faithful, you know, son, you know, to that Shita. However, the truth seems to be somewhere in between. The Or Zeruah records that, at least his tradition is, that Rabbeinu Hananel really paskened against Abishal, b'dieved, but he paskened l'chatchila, you should try to muster the right kavana. So that's very important, because that may be the position of the Rambam too. The Rambam paskens against Abishal, but there are certain like indications that the Rambam didn't dismiss Abishal. He sometimes uses language or consequences of Abishal, including, by the way, when he quotes the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, he quotes it Chalitza first and then Yibum after. And when he quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara Daf Kuf Tesam and Aleph, he quotes it in a strange place in Ilkos Gerushin. But the Gemara Kuf Tesam and Aleph says something like, hold on to Abishal's idea, you know, of Yibum and of Chalitza Kodemus for Yibum. And the Rambam kind of quotes that, not in Ilkos Yibum, but in Ilkos Gerushin. So again, there seem to be indications that, like Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rambam paskin that Abishol is the value of Abishol is something that you should strive for l'chatchila, just that it's not ma'akev b'diyev. So that's a question, whether or not it's the ends justify the means, but in Ochanami, that's why it's not ma'akev b'diyev, but l'chatchila you should really try to accomplish even in the method of Abishol. Or there's not even a l'chatchila, it's not even a b'diyev, it's just you know, the din of Yibum is to do it properly. You know, what you have in mind, why you happen to be complying with the din of the Chachamim, that's between you and your conscience, and that doesn't affect the quality of the mitzvah. Yeah?
Do we have any analogy any time Moravu holds, like Abishol, like the Kiddushin itself?
No. So I think I mentioned, I don't remember, it's been a while already,
I didn't want
to. That there's a tshuva of the Rivash, who discusses a case of this, of a person who clearly wanted to marry, you know, for the sake of financial gain.
Kind of old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So that tshuva, he basically says, well, in Yibum, you know, in the context of Abishol, we find that l'shem noy, l'shem ishus is not proper. But there's no such thing in general. Now there is, again, this Tosus here, L'shum Ishus, may point in that direction. Tosus here, L'shum Ishus says, the tape of play, Halei, Shem Ishus. I don't want to go into the details right now, but some of the Mepharshim seem to think that this Tosus might think that L'chatchila, even when you get married, you should get married L'shem Ishus, and not L'shem Noi, or L'shem etc. But no one, for sure, no one will think it's Ma'ake. In that tshuva, the Rivash says, listen, there is a din of Lisa Isha Hogenes, and in Lo Lisa Isha She'ena Hogenes. But, says the Rivash, that's only when there's an Isser involved of some sort, meaning she's a Chayde Lavin, or something of that sort. Not just because your motivations are wrong. So it seems like this is mostly a din in Yibum, or if there is a din in Ishus, it's a very l'chatchila din, certainly doesn't have any further repercussions.
We're ending up with a higher standard for Yibum, which is...
Right, so what I've been trying to explain is that's because you need...
Exactly.
Because the purity of motivation here is to turn this into something different. Now again, that doesn't mean l'chatchila that you should marry for the right reasons. Of course you should. We just don't have the category. Again, according to Tosfos, we might have l'shem yishus as a l'chatchila. We just don't have the halakha that kabana or l'shma is a ma'akev in yishus. That doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be properly motivated. You are, obviously. Okay. So the question is, how do we understand the din of Abishol? Do we pass it like Abishol A? How do we understand the din, the machlokas between Abishol and the Chachamim B? That's what we had started to discussing last time. So what I want to show just briefly is that there are three perspectives here. The first perspective is the perspective that we take Abishol, first is to understand Abishol, we take him literally, we take him at his word. And that means a little bit that we have to ignore some of the language. Because the word Pogeya be'erva, right? The word pogeya, if you take Abishol literally, right, is superfluous. What do you mean pogeya be'erva? To say erva hi, right? The Yerushalmi says znus, doesn't say pogeya. The second formulation, which is a little bit problematic, is the karov be'enai shavlad mamzer. What do you mean karov be'enai? Just say avlad mamzer. Right, that's the problem you shall meet. What I mean by taking it literally is, if you look at Rashi here on the top of the page, Amrav Ein Kof, in the second Rashi, but the first line, V'inichal Travayu Yibume, says Rashi, if both Yavam and Yavama prefer to do Yibum, Ein Kof and also Lachlots, we don't force them into Chalitza. The name, why would we think that we would force them into Chalitza if they're both interested in Yibum? If one's interested in Yibum, one's interested in Chalitza, you have to make a hard choice. But if both want to do Yibum, what would be the issue and the problem? Well, the answer is simple. According to Abishol, we understand what the problem is. The Nema, Lav, L'mitzvah, Mechavni. Maybe they both want to do it, but maybe they're both, or one of them, is improperly motivated. Upaga, V'Isr, Eishas, Ach. And then he is going to encounter the Isr, Eishas, Ach. We don't say that. We say if they both want it, we allow it. And why that's so, it's intriguing. because we assume if they both want it, that one of them or both of them are properly motivated, or because if they both want it, the question of motivation is not a factor. That would be a very big chiddush. Okay. Anyways, the point is that Rashi lets us in on the secret here, and that is that Eish HaTzar is at stake. The Ramban goes further. The Ramban says it. The Ramban says there's a piece of Eish HaTzar here, and Abba Shol means exactly what he says. And the Ramban says, therefore, if you take Abba Shol seriously, you would have to reject an explicit Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We've seen this before. The Mishnah says on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Habal Yavimto, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Onus, Bein B'Ratzon, Afilu Hu Shogeg V'Himazida, Hu Mezid V'Hi Shogeg, Su Anus V'Hi Lo Anus, Hi Anus V'Hu Lo Anus. Echad HaGomer, Kana. So the Mishnah says, Yibam works in all conditions. And she said, he's a Yavam, and she's a Yavam, but basically, almost all conditions, right? Even without Das, the Yibam will be effective. So the question is, how could that be true for Abba Shaul? Abba Shaul says you need a proper motivation, right? So that's what the Ramban points out. The Ramban here, at the end of page number one, Page number one. Line 32 in set 6 says, right? According to Abba Shaul, who says what? That you need, not the new one, the previous one.
Set 6.
Yeah, we're not finished with that.
Page 1, line 32.
Excellent. Meaning, according to Abba Shaul, no proper kavana doesn't work. Okay. So you darish yibama yaba aleha mitzvah. You need proper mitzvah motivation. Banan darshinan bal karcha. So how can she exactly talking about erba? But vlad mamzer brachman rabbi lekniya. How can it be that the vlad it's going to be a mamzer, and we're calling it erva, and that the kinyan would be chal. Elabadei lava sholokani. It must be that according to Abba Shaul, right? If you don't muster the proper motivation, then the kinyan is not chal. Meata, says the Ramban, hadavar mukhra. This is proof positive. Shehalacha kedivrei chacham, that we don't pass like Abba Shaul. Mikama sugyas shem perak abal yivinta dekulam aray modu bedekara, because it's against an explicit Mishnah. In the beginning of the volume, so it's clear from the Amoraim that no one argues. So from the overwhelming evidence of an undisputed Mishnah that is tacitly embraced by the Amoraim Al-Atar, we see that we can't possibly paskin like Abba Shaul. Because the Ramban took Abba Shaul literally, that it is Erba, that it is Mamzer, that it's a violation of Eish HaTzar, therefore, the Ramban came to the conclusion that we don't paskin like Abba Shaul, because Abba Shaul would then be in conflict with too many other explicit sources. That is Ramban's shita. The Ritva and Nebuke Yosef took a different tack. Their view was that, you know, on the one hand, you want to take Abba Shaul seriously. On the other hand, it's just inconceivable that Abba Shaul disputes an explicit Mishnah all the Amoraim without anybody saying anything, right? So the Ritva Nebuke Yosef suggests that in fact, this is on page 2, line 5, the Ritva, Habal Yibavto Ustama de Loka Abashol. Starts off like Ramban. You notice the Ramban is on the Flamed Tes. That's where Abashol is, right? So from the Abba Shaul perspective, he's saying, let's look around at the Mishnayos and the Gemaras and Yevamos. There's a big problem here. Problem is Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Ritva and Nebuke Yosef make their comments on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, right? Reading the Mishnah and saying, this does not work, seemingly, with Abba Shaul. So they start off with the Ramban idea that there's a stira between Abba Shaul and this Mishnah. So, stam at the low Abba Shaul. The Amar HaShakonis Yivimkel, the Shem Noi, Kilo Pogei Be'erva. Fahiyah, Filo B'di'evedi, Kidiktani Hakones. It doesn't sound like lechatchila. You shouldn't do it. It sounds like if you do it, right, there are consequences and it's not koden. Uvemezet haynu kamo l'shem No, sorry, also listen to this beyond the Pirush Rashi. Rashi on that Mishnah, Nun Gimel Amud Bey, says that L'shem Nezid is that Nezid means L'shem Znus. So that's antithetical to the view of Abba Shaul. Right? So the Mishnah and Abba Shaul are incompatible. That's like the Ramban so far. Then the Ritva says, no, maybe not. And then Mukhi Yosef likewise. The Efshar Abishol midrabanan kamar. Maybe the din of Abishol is only drabanan. The Hainadamar ki'ilu pogeya be'erva. Now the language becomes right important. Ki'ilu pogeya and karov be'ena lios avlad mamzer midrabanan kamar. That's what it is on a drabanan level, but the Raisa, right, Abishol never said the Raisa that these things are na'akev. And what about the Chachamim? Oh, so stop here for a second. So if you had asked me, I would have said, stop right here. Said, what do you think the Chachamim are going to say? Let's say the Chachamim are going to say that there's no such din. No, the Mishnah's compatible now with Abishol, because Abishol has said it's Drabbanah. But if you say, oh, is it hard to explain the Drabbanah or disagree with Abishol? They say, there's no such Drabbanah. Mukamin and Adaraisa, end of story. So it's a little bit interesting that the Nebuka Yosef, even more so, and also the Ritva, do not take that position. Meaning, they take the view that even the Chachamim L'chatchila, even though it's only Drabanan, L'chatchila, they agree with Avishal. Right? That's the next line. Let's see. One second. The Chachamim Omrim Yivam Yavalami Kamakom Afil Drabanan Kana. On a Drabanan level, even, there's a kinyan and no eco. Veino kilu poger be'erva. Bezeyo sanachom mid laparch v'gemar masis and loka avashol. Canal. Otherwise the Gemara should have called avashol out and said, you know, your view is against this Mishnah and Gimel Mides. But then the Ritva adds, u'dekula amo lechatchila aso lichnos l'shem noi, who's nus, bachit chani b'di'evan. Even the Chachamim agree there's a lechatchila, even though there's no b'di'evan. The Nebuka Yosef is even clearer, if that's possible. If you look, those of you who have it in the back, so the beginning of Abba Al Yevimto, see just very quickly.
I'm sorry? If L'shem Noi is not a proper approach to Yibun, then there's an Isur of Eshapah. What talks about here about Elisir's news? Why does he have to mention here's news?
No. Rashi says that Shogeg, I'm sorry, the Mazid in the Mishnah, Volyevento, means L'shem's news.
No, but
that's what he's quoting.
The leaf of is L'shem Noi, L'shem's
news. No, he's quoting Rashi.
He's explaining what happened.
He's explaining that the Mishnah, which says Abal Yevimto L'shem Mezid, seems to be against Abba Shaul, because according to Rashi, the words L'shem Mezid mean L'shem Znus. L'shem Znus is not L'shem Yibum. That's what he's quoting.
It sounds to me like he's making it equal to Noi means L'shem
Znus. No. He's saying, here, look again, you'll see. Meaning it's not L'shem Yibum, because Rashi says that the pshat of Mezid is L'shem Znus. He's saying L'shem Znus is not Abishol. That's his answer. Okay. So if you look at the beginning of Perek Abal Yevimto of Nebuka Yosef,
the kingdom of Yibum, it's not an Esther.
Well, we'll talk about it. Right, just be him. Minat Torah.
That can explain all these mazes.
Yeah. Minat Torah, 100%. So, if you look on the Mishnah, Yud Ches, I have it in mind, I think it's standard. Yud Ches, Amid Aleph, and the Dape Harif. So, if you look at the... Here. Dira Masel Kana, like two lines down, in the new parak. In the Nebuka Yosef. Kana. The Zachab and the Web, if you don't have it, don't worry about it. It's almost like the Ritva, but it's a little sharper. Kana the Zachab and Akla, the Otsia, beget, the Bala Otsia. Mia. Hadar mina du mezid. Kana. The Mishnah says that if you're a Bala Yavinto, the mezid Kana, the Stavra, the Bidiyavid Kamar. That's only Bidiyavid. Now, Pilim Bidrabanan. That's why the Mishnah didn't say this Mishnah is against Abishol, because Abishol is dealing with the Din Rabbanan, and the Mishnah is dealing on a Daraisa level. So that's the how they resolve the stira. Then he adds, Vaday modu to otzer lasos chain. It's not like they disagree lechatchila. How the pligi after lechatchila in boal l'shem noi lahavet kopei kipogei be'erba. The question is, if you do this lechatchila, would we characterize it as being midrabanan pogei be'erba, even though midaraisa it's not, or would we say even midrabanan it's not pogei be'erba, but we prefer that you do it l'shem noi?
No,
well, that's the Chachamim, but Rav Shaul.
What is amazing?
So, what does it even mean? Right? What does it mean? Karev and Rabban.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll discuss.
What is amazing? Connected to Das Chachamim. What is amazing?
In the Mishnah of Baba Yevinto.
Yeah.
No, he's saying the shame's this. He didn't even know that she was. He could say he did.
She was an honest. It's not that's not what amazing.
No. Meaning he. The Boel, if it was who bathes it or he bathes it, depends. His intention wasn't to do the mitzvah sibur. His intention was an act of znus. So according to Abishol, that's a problem because intention is important. And Shogeg is, he didn't know. Possibly he didn't know that she was his Yavama. He thought it was somebody else.
Not that the
B itself
was
a shogeg. Right. No. But it was, in other words, vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Yibam, but it was a shogeg. He did it, but he didn't do it intentionally. Okay. So, basically, what emerges is very interesting. Now, it's fascinating, if you look at the Beit Shmuel, which we have in our sheets, line 11. So he quotes on the set 6. So. Yeah, page 2, sorry. Yeah. Right after the Ritva. So the Beis Shmuel is a very well-known Beis Shmuel, very fascinating. So he says, Afa shita saposkin despiru lehu mitzvah chalitza kodem ka'aba shol. Even those people who hold like ka'aba shol, the mitzvah chalitza is preferred. The Omer ha'konis l'shem znus l'shem noi ki'ilu nogeya shupogeya nogeya be'erva. Says the Beis Shmuel, "Bikalmakom b'diavad kodem." But b'diavad, if you did it, the kinyan would be chal. Kein kasav hanemuke yosei, for what we just read. U'tama ozil, the kasav reish perikah ba al yivemto abashol midrabanan kamar dasal yavim l'shem noi b'shemachi sfirle b'diavad kodem kivin demrais aleki iser. Right, this is the way to resolve the problem. Unlike the Ramban, who said there's no resolution, and the only resolution is to assume the machlokas and the paskin like the Chachamim, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and the Ritva are telling you that Abishol himself is only Drabanan. Oh. But then the Beis Shmuel adds, without explaining, Miu Yeshlomar, Atim Hayim Midaraisa Osal Yadim L'Shem Noi, Olu Dabar Acher, Mikomokom Kone Osal. So in my opinion, even if Abishol is Daraisa, there doesn't have to be a stira to the Mishnah in Abal Yevimto. In other words, I disagree with the Ramban who says that if Abishol is Daraisa, it's incompatible with that Mishnah. So what I'd like to show is, I think it's pretty clear that that has to be the position of Rabbeinu Tam as well. So this is the third sheet. The first sheet was the Ramban and maybe Rashi. Second sheet is the Ritva and the Mukhe Yosef. The third sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is here in Tosfos on Lamed Tes on the base. Tosfos here says, look in the middle of the Tosfos, the top Tosfos, a little bit like two-thirds of the way down. You'll see an Aleph of the Gra. Everybody have that? The two words later. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The Halacha Ka'abashol, unlike the Ramban, we paskin like Abishol. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam paskins at Chalitza Kodemus Leibel. It's important to Halacha L'maisa to know that. In the Shulchan Aruch, they bring down both Deos, Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. Very important. Then he explains why. How can halakha be like Abba Shaul against the Chachamim? So he says, Kistam Masnisin the Bechoros. In the Mishnah of Bechoros, which we've seen a few times, right, the whole Mishnah is in accordance with Abba Shaul. The Mishnah reads, Barishona, that's the first section, the first piece on set 6 on page 1, where we've seen it. That's the Mishnah. Right in the middle of the Mishnah, it says, "Mitzvah Shibun Kodemus the Mitzvah Chalitza." Rishon Hashem Miskav L'Shem Mitzvah. Hashem Shem Miskav L'Shem Mitzvah. Amr Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemus the Mitzvah Shibun. That's Abba Shaul. So the Mishnah in Bechoros is explicitly like Abba Shaul. So Ben Tam says, well, "I'm not going to pass him against Stam Mishnah." But Lo Kirami Bar Kama, not like Rami Bar Kama the Amru Dama rather, Chazru Lomer the Mitzvah Shibun Kodemus Krabanan. Rav Rachama said the Chachamim disagree, right? We don't pass it like Rami Bar Chama. Vod, the Bereish Mechilton, in the beginning of the Masechta, who came out to the Perakama, Ka'aba Shol. Right? We paskin the first Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph says that the Diuk in the Mishnah, where it says Chalitza first and Yivam after, is that that's a reference to Ka'aba Shol. Perek Beis Shammai, another line of the Gemara, Tani Bar Kapara, L'olim Yadabe Kadam B'Chalitza Ka'aba Shol. So you have three indications. Ustama the Gemara Perek Hapop is a fourth, also Ka'aba Shol. So there are four Gemaras, all of which seem to point that we paskin like Ka'aba Shol. V'l'el B'Shmaitzen, I earlier in this Gemara, the Mashma, the Biadifa, said it's better to do Yibum. So the Tosa says, that's been discovered, L'shem Mitzvahiri. That's when we knew that we were dealing with individuals who are able to, right, cultivate the proper Kavana. Okay. Then he adds, oh, exactly. Rabbeinu Chanan al-Pasat Kan. Rabbeinu Chanan also paskins the mitzvahs, however, paskins the mitzvahs Yibum Kodemes. Here he paskins that Yibum is prior, like Chachamim. The Chazabo, the Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, Pasach, the Mitzvah Chalitza, called Ezra I was referring to before. However, Mitzvah Chalitza, it sounds like there is that you have to do it with shame, evil, not with shame, the other things. Obviously, he changed his mind. He came on to our way of looking at things. Okay. So, of course, the question is, if Rabbeinu Tam is making Diyukim, and he feels that he has to answer the Gemara that seems to say, oh, Mitzvah's Yibum Kodem, or Kodemes, so he doesn't have to say a word about Mishnah and Nun Gimel on the base. Right? Just so blatant. So obvious. There's not even, at least these other cases, you know, the Mishnah Bechoros is a Stam Mishnah. True. Right? But Rami Bar Chama says that the Chachamim disagreed. And, you know, so on and so forth. But there's no evidence anywhere that anybody disagrees with the Mishnah and Nun Gimel on the base. So doesn't Rabbeinu Tam at least have to say something about it? Apparently, the Beis Shmuel was on to something. Namely, there is a way to hold like Abba Shaul and still to be able to read the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So there's a sefer called Erchei Tanoim Vamaroim, written by the Rebbe of the Rokeach, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rebbe of the Rabbi Lazar Rokeach, or the Chachmei Ashkenaz. In that sefer, he quotes a tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not sure how authentic this is, in the sense that, as far as I know, the Shuvah doesn't appear anywhere else, and it actually confirms what we just said about Rabbeinu Tam. So it's explicitly in that Shuvah that according to Rabbeinu Tam, even though Abba Shaul says that the improper Kavana, that's Yibum L'Shem Noi, Yibum L'Shem Nechasim, Yibum L'Shem Davar Acher, right, all of that is Ki'ilu Pogeya Be'erva, the Kara B'Einai Adavar Shavlad Mamzer. Nonetheless, if you go ahead and you do it, B'Diyeved, the Kinyan Yibum is Chal. The Kinyan Yibum is Chal, even though it's Ki'ilu Pogeya, and it's Karov B'Einai. So, what does that mean? Now, there were some Achronim, I should tell you, who were bothered by this question, namely, how can Rabbeinu Tam not even make mention of the Mishnah and Gimel of the days? They said, obviously, Rabbeinu Tam holds, like the Ritva, like the Nebuka Yosef, that the Din of Abba Shaul is only the Darbana. But it doesn't sound that way at all from Rabbeinu Tam, A. B, the Orzarua, when he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, says that Rabbi Tam, among other things, was convinced that you have to pass like Amashol, since Steka Daraisa is L'chumra. Ah. So according to the Orzarua's tradition, at least, Rabbi Tam did not think this was a din drabana. He clearly held it was a din Daraisa. Moreover, as I said, if this Erchei Tanoim Amoroim citation of a Tshuva Rabbeinu Tam is clear, it's clear that it's a din daraisa, and that it's compatible to say Ki'ilu Pogeh Be'erba, it's compatible to say Korb Be'enei Avlad Mamzer, and you can still say that the Yeved Kana, which of course saves, is why the Mishnah is not a factor, because Abishol never said the Kinyan isn't Chal, he just said it's not good to do it this way. But then the question is, what does he mean? What does it mean? What does any of it mean? Yeah.
But that Orza Ruah saves a little puzzling, because we're not dealing with a speka here, we're dealing with a psak.
Okay, he's just saying, listen, if you don't know how to paskin, then you should pass, you should be machmer for Abishol. What's that?
If there is actually
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's hard to know who the rabbim brah here. Okay.
Right.
It's a kasha. It's a good kasha. It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter in our now. Meaning, the point I'm trying to make for Narzarua is that he's assuming it's a raisa.
Right.
You're asking a good question. 100%.
What the strength of a raisa we're talking about here is the intent of the evil. That's the suffix, no? Isn't that the suffix that makes it a suffix?
Well, maybe. I have to check again. That would be fine. Meaning, I guess, if you pass like Abishol, you can then have a second question, and that is, well, how do you know each person is not sincere?
It's
a fake idea, right? Maybe that's a fake.
Yeah.
Maybe. I have to check exactly. Either way, it doesn't matter. The point, you might be 100% right. But in the end of the day, what's important about the Orzarua is that he is applying Safek Daraisa L'chumra, meaning that what's at stake here is a Din Daraisa on some level. Where it's a Safek had a Paskin, or the Safek, if you Paskin like Abishol, whether this is a case of insincerity or a case where you've mustered the proper Kabbana, either way, on the agenda is a Daraisa. That's what's important about the Orzarua. So what do we mean by it all? So what I'd like to say, to go back to, is the following. What is the Machlokas Abishol and the Chacham? So I think that there are two extreme ways to look at it. The way I'm going to explain Rav Eitan Tam, and the way Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, well earlier, the way the Rambam explains Abishol, and the way Rabbi Chanan Wasserman took it even a step further. That's what I want to spend a little time explaining. Okay. The Rambam in Pirshim Shnayas, in Bechoros, comments on the Machlokas Abishol and the Chachamim. But his comments in Pirshim Shnayas are only one-sided. He tells you what he thinks the Chachamim hold, and he doesn't volunteer very much about Abishol. Although, mid Chachamim may be Nishma me Abishol. Based on how he explains the Chachamim, we can guess, we can speculate intelligently how he understood Abishol. As it happens, we don't even need to speculate intelligently because the Rambam, in another source, says it explicitly. And that is in a tshuva, Reish Yud Ches. So we're going to look at those two first. So the Rambam of Pirshim Mishnayos, on that Mishnah Bechoros, says as follows. This is page 1 of set 6, and it's line 7. Udvar kan b'chalitza v'ayibum, says, pertaining to the chalitza v'ayibum part of this Mishnah Bechoros, because the Mishnah Bechoros really is talking about four different things, right? It's talking about Peter Chamor, and it's talking about Bechor, and it's talking about Yiyud, it's talking about a bunch of things. Okay. Geula, so he says, Udvar kan b'chalitza v'ayibum, regarding the discussion of Yibum and Chalitza in the Mishnah, right? Kedas mishomer she'ena mutar v'shemofen she'iskavein hayavam v'bias hayivama shalol l'shem mitzvah. This is according to the perspective of the one who says that you need a proper kavana. Aval im l'tacha l'shem mamon, but if he does Yibum for financial gain, o l'shem noi, right, or beauty, Hareu ki'ilu paga be'erba. And then the Rambam adds, that's what the Mishnah is saying, according to Abishol. The Zeh bilti nachon, but we don't pass it this way, it's wrong, lahalacha. Why is it wrong? So now he's going to tell us why the Chacham disagree with Abishol. Ella, says the Rambam, Misha nistalik mimena, isur ha'erva, kasher meis achiv v'labanim, harei muteres, afil niskavin shalol l'shei mitzvah. Because the second that he dies, the brother dies, without leaving children, nistalik mimena isur ha'erva. The shame, eshesach, not 100% true in all cases, but at least this is basically he's working with, the shame eshesach is paka. And therefore, harei muteres, afil niskavin shalol l'shei mitzvah. You don't have the pressure of doing this perfectly in shei mitzvah, because either way, there's no concern that if you do it improperly, you're going to end up violating eshesach, because the second that there are no children, there's no eshesach. Oh. V'harei hadin l'fi shita zu shemitzah sibum kodemes l'mitzah chalitza b'chol zman b'chein halacha. Therefore, we pass it like the chacham against Abishol. Since we pask in nistalka ha'isur b'shas ha'misa, and therefore yibum is kodem l'chalitza, which is what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Yibum Perek Aleph Halacha Beis as well. What is he saying for the chachamim? Hutra, what we call hutra, which means that it's not that the mitzvah of yibum is doche, overrides Eshesach. It's that in the context of there being such a zika, such a mitzvah, there is no Isur Eshesach. Eshesach doesn't apply in circumstances where the mitzvah applies. That's different than saying that the imperative of the mitzvah overrides, allows you to violate in some sense. You're not violating anything, there's nothing to violate. That's the problem. So what does Abishol hold? We don't know. Right? So likely, just based on the emphasis, we would think that the Rambam holds that for Abishol, the reason that Yibum normally overrides, is permissible, notwithstanding the Isur Eshesach, is because the mitzvah of Yibum is doche, overrides the Isur Eshesach. But then, it has to be accomplished perfectly. If there's some flaw in the mitzvah, you're contending with Eshesach. Right? So that's exactly what he says in his tshuva. So look at the tshuva for a minute. That is page 2. The last piece, 31, right? 30 is the heading. Tshuva Sarambam, Simin Reish Yud Tes. Rambam was asked about, you know, the question of Kedimas Yibum Mekalitza, and he said as well, V'yadu Alachem, as is known to you, Maskanas Psak Halacha, the conclusion, Halacha, Shemitzas Yibum Kodemus Mitzas Kalitza, that Yibum is given preference versus against, in other words, Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. V'afilu Eino Miskavin L'Shem Mitzvah, even right, in a situation where there is that kavana, the shame mitzvah sibum, in other words, even if you paskin against Abishol, even in a situation where Abishol would have problems, el shame noi, el shame mamon, even then yibum is preferred over that chalitza, because we don't paskin like Abishol, we paskin like the chacham. Skip to the next plus sign, those are just like footnotes. Hoil, why? Because as soon as the brother dies and doesn't leave children, he says even the language, hutra, right? There is no Isur Eishes Ach at all, and therefore improper motivation doesn't run the risk of violating Eishes Ach, because Eishes Ach is gone by virtue of these circumstances. But according to, here now he's going to tell us what Abishol holds. Mitzvahs chalitza kodemes, chalitza is preferred, liyoso sabur, because he holds, she'isur eshesach dachui mipnei hayibu. The isur is there, it's just overridden by the isur, by the mitzvah, sorry. V'miskavnim l'dover acher zulasi ha-mitzvah. And here's a second assumption. If you have kavana, right, not for the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is done improperly, and if the mitzvah is done improperly, harehu kilu pogea be'erva vein alacha kimoso kimo shabira talmud, we don't pass in this way, the pasad Moshe, and it assigns his name. Wow. Rama basically said, again, this is an old and very basic question, right, whether yibum, right, is hutra or dechuya vis-a-vis eishes ha'ach, the Rambam spectacularly is telling us that is the machlokas ha'tanaim between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. And we paskin like the Chachamim against Abba Shaul. Wow. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman took this a giant step further. Yeah, sorry.
Is there any relevant tomorrow where we see Abba Shaul paskin instead of Utra?
Oh, excellent. So this give me just one more minute. That's exactly what I want to get to. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman took this a giant step further and said, well, if the Machlokas Abba Shaul and Chachamim is about Utra and Dehuya, so two things. Number one, we should try to understand whether the Nekudas HaMachlokas, or the argument that they have, revolves around one issue or two issues. Because it seems like there are two questions here. It seems like Abba Shaul is assuming two things. Number one, that the relationship between Yibum and Eishes Ha'ach is one of the Dechuya. That the mitzvah of Yibum overrides the Isser of Eishes Ha'ach. But he also seems to be assuming something else, the way Rabbi Chanan Wasserman understands it, and that is that mitzvos tzrichos kavana, right? That without kavana, there's a problem in the quality, and therefore the ability of the mitzvah to override. You can't override if you don't do the mitzvah properly, and you must be assuming also that kavana is a necessary prerequisite, right, for fulfilling the mitzvah. Now we know that all over Shas, right, there is a machlokas for the mitzvah strikas kavana. It's the same strikas kavana. If you're tokei l'shir, you blow shofar for the musical notes, or to practice. You're practicing tkiyah shofar, but not the shame tkiyah shofar. Let's say in the morning, you walk into shul, and the rabbi calls you aside and says, you know, we have a pretty big crowd this morning. You know, you might want to practice those tkiyahs a little bit more. Right? So he's blowing away. What?
Merrily.
Mm-hmm. Or sobbingly, solemnly, whatever. I guess that depends on the... it's Kia or Trua. It depends a little bit on the story, that the Rav tells in Isha Lacha, you know, about the guy, you know, the Lubavitcher Baal Tkia who was crying. You know, and they said that Moshe Soloveitchik turned to him, you know, and he said to him, do you also cry when you pick up your lulav? So, a story which I like very much. It's no longer popular to like that story. I'm not sure why, because it's a different world. But everybody's like, oh, that's such a terrible story. I always liked it. I still like it. Anyways, the point is, there's a debate. Okay, Lashir, you know, Yatsa or Lo Yatsa. So, Rav Chanan Wasserman himself says, you know, number one, in all those Gemaras, did anybody ever quote Abba Shaul and Chachamim? Yeah, Tanoim. No one ever said, ah.
No, I never.
What's that?
It's not a Chli situation.
I'm sorry?
It's not a Chli situation.
No. What we're saying, what he's asking is that the Dechuya situation is the second point. But before you get, it's only a Dechuya situation. What's that?
I'll say they're related.
That's what we're going to try to explain, but how do you think they're related?
Because clearly, again, it doesn't appear elsewhere. It's a unique situation.
No, but it can only be a dechuya problem if you think it's a prerequisite for this particular mitzvah. But it doesn't become a prerequisite for the mitzvah unless you hold mitzvah shrikos kavana and in this particular kind of a mitzvah. Right? So that's... Mohan Wasserman has this view. In other words, I'll tell you kind of what he says first, and then I'll move backwards a little bit, and then I'll tell you why I think you could disagree. But he I don't know if he, I wouldn't say he discovered this Rambam, but the Rambam was out there. He certainly, made this Rambam very famous. This Tshuvas Rambam, I'm saying. Not everybody has access to Tshuvas Rambam. So, you know, he discovered that this is like a spectacular Tshuvas Rambam, saying that the Machlokas Abba Shaul and the Chachamim is about Hutra and Dechuya and Yibo, the most important question in Hutra and Dechuya, right? But now the question is to figure, but then he asked a very honest, intellectually, piercing question, which is, if Abba Shaul and the Chachamim argue, it seems like they argue about one point. Right? But in fact, you know, for Abba Shaul to make sense from this perspective, they would really have to argue about two points. Or at least Abba Shaul would have to make two assumptions, you know, both of which are challengeable. Right. One is that Yibum is the Chuya, which means that you have to fulfill the mitzvah properly, right, in order to override Eishasach. Otherwise, you're Pogeya, the Erba, the Karavena Adabar, but you might even want to drop the words Pogeya and Karavena if you want, right, to say that this is a Mamzer and this is Eishasach. Right? That's the Chuya. But just because something is the Chuya doesn't mean that the Kabana is Ma'akev, because if you hold in general, mitzvah Ein Tzrichos Kabana. Or, if you hold in this particular type of mitzvah that mitzvahs Ein Tzrichos Kavanah, it's still not going to be a problem. You fulfill the mitzvah. And if you fulfill the mitzvah, then you fulfill the dechuya. So he's asking a very, you know, straightforward question. He's saying, listen, this, the Rambam says this. I think this is amazing, right? But I just don't understand why no one ever, number one, in all the discussions of mitzvah Shrichos Rein Tzrichos Kavanah, no one ever quoted Abishol. Now, you're right, Abishol is Talmud Kesa Duchuya, but that's merely an application. Independently, he would have to assume that mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah. Once you hold mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah, and therefore, without the proper Kavanah, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah properly, if it's only because of Duchuya, then you're facing Eishes Ach. But if you don't know mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah to begin with, independent of that, you never get there. Because if mitzvah, you would think, if mitzvah ain't Shrichos Kavanah, but then you fulfill the mitzvah and it can accomplish the chuya, even if you don't have the right Kavanah. Understand? So he was just pointing out something very, very, you know, fundamental, which is, there are two points in Abishol, not one. Right? So how did he know that second point? And especially when you add to it the following. As I said, in Masachet Rosh Hashanah and Masachet Erevin, when they discuss mitzvah Shrichos, right, Shrichos Kavanah, no one is ever mentioning Abishol and Chachamim. That's strange, Tanaim. Right? Moreover, I'll add to it.
Rabbeinu Tam came home like this.
Oh, that's how it would have been
a time yet. No, because it would
be a success
between Rabbeinu Tam.
What
do you say? Like
It was very hard for Rabbeinu Tam to hold like this because it's hard to say there's been a time that there's really Eishes Ach if we think that the Kenyan is Chal.
He says it's a Machlokas Rabbon and Abishol, we pass like Abishol.
Okay.
But that depends on Machlokas, where it's a Shrichos Kavanah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Yeah, but I think there are more basic reasons why this doesn't work for Rabbeinu Tam. Because if I'm right about Rabbeinu Tam, the Kenyan is Chal and it's not Eishes Ach. So there has to be something else that we're going to explain Rabbeinu Tam in a minute. I'm just trying to explain. Let me just explain Rabbi Chanan Wasserman's take on Tuvos Rambam. All the Rambam said was, and that's plenty. Rambam said that Abishol and the Chachamim's argument is about Hutra Dechuya, and that for Abishol you have to fulfill the mitzvah properly because it's the koach, the kiyama mitzvah, which is doche, right? Whereas according to the Chachamim, there's no Eishes Ach to begin with. So the circumstances of Yibum, even if you don't fulfill the mitzvah properly, are enough to navigate safely away from Eishes Ach. Okay. The Mekon Rossman's addition is that the din of Abishol is based on Mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah. Why is that Dafka Rabbi Chanan Wasserman's take? Isn't that obvious? If you ask me the simple reading, and certainly many Achronim said this, the Noda Behuda, others, it's not Mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah, it's the Shema. The difference between the Shema and Mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah. Mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah is to have Kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah. Not why you're doing it. But to have also Kavanah Lotzeis Yidei a mitzvah. Why you're doing it could be, you know, you want to get rich, you want to L'shem Noah, you want to whatever, but do you also have Kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah Yibum? L'shem Yichud Kud Shebrichu, you know, to Mekayim the mitzvah. That's the question. Right? The Pashtus is, many Achronim say it explicitly. I, even before I saw that, if you just read Abishol, it sounds like it's a din of Lishma. We'll get to that in a minute too, because it's strange, because normally the Lishma is in the world of Kedusha. So if Torah, Tzvim, this is a, not get. Get is personalization. But there's nothing personalized about the Yibum, it's more a problem of Lishma than almost in the Kedusha sense. I'll try to explain that in a minute. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman didn't understand it that way. He said, it's not Lishma, what is this? It's Mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah. Now the question is, you know, do we paskin that way? Do we paskin, where did Abishol ever say it? Aren't there, why are there two dinim, not one din? Right? All these questions. Okay. I'll just add to the to a little bit, but this doesn't help Rabbi Chanan Wasserman so much. And that is, we know that even if you were to paskin the Tzrichas Kavana, right? Number one, take the Rambam for example. I mean, the Rambam, we don't know how he paskins. You know, in Megillah, right? In Megillah and in Shofar, we paskin the Rambam with the Tzrichas Kavana. In Hilchos Matzah, Chametz Matzah. Kafol Parsiim, Yotze, even without the Kavanah, right? So to highlight that, some people explain it's like Misasek, right? Misasek b'chalavim, v'arayos iskayev shekein nene. Even though Misasek in other areas of Kol Torah Kula is not chayev. So this is chalavim v'arayos here. This is arayos shekein nene. Even here in Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah, right? It's very very strange. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was bothered by it. I say, you know, it's a very penetrating question, and he came up with the following amazing chiddush to solve the problem. But it's an amazing chiddush. He said, "Listen, it's true. This is based on Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. But that's a machlokas, and that would add an additional, you know, assumption or in the Nekudas HaMachlokas for Rabbi Charles." He says, "No, in his opinion, not." He says, "Listen. When we paskin mitzvahs, according to my numbers, is mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. Is that the equivalent of kavana? Right? So he posits the following theory. He says, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana says that if you don't have kavana, then you didn't perform the mitzvah and you have to perform it again if you want to fulfill it. Mitzvahs ain't Tzrichos Kavana just says you don't have to do the mitzvah a second time. Because you weren't mevatel the mitzvah got done. But you don't get any personal credit for this mitzvah, B'li Kavana, either." Big Kiddush in mitzvah ain't Tzrichos Kavana. What do you gain by it? This is the, you know, the ingenuity of it. He says, "Oh, but if that's the case, Abba Shol doesn't need to say two things. He can, for all we care, he can paskin mitzvah ain't Tzrichos Kavana." Right? The important thing is that for Dechuya, maybe this is where, for Dechuya, it's not enough to say the mitzvah was done. You have to say that he had the key of a mitzvah personally. It's his mitzvah. And therefore, everybody agrees that to accomplish Dechuya, you need Kavanas mitzvah. Even if you paskin generally, mitzvos einon tzrichos kavana. The only thing is, if you paskin mitzvah shrichas kavana, the mitzvah wasn't accomplished either without kavana, and you have to do it over again. And if you paskin mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, you don't have to repeat the performance. But if you want personal credit, then you always need kavana, and you need personal credit for dechuya. Big chiddush, not everybody agrees with that, for sure. That's his explanation. Taking it one step further, one second. So then, to answer your question from before, well, you asked, so wouldn't you have to look in the second Yevamos, see what else is, right? Dependent on Hutra and Dechuya, and say, oh, that's Abba Shalom the Chachamim, right? Don't that's addressed? So he does. So he says, listen, there is a Tosis. Turn for a second to Tosis on Lamed Hamad Beis. Tosis on Lamed Hamad Beis. Tosis here talks about two cases. One case is something we've talked about. We talked about this Gemara, actually. When we talked about Kol Ol Yibam, Ol Chalitza, we talked about this case. This is a case of a man dies, doesn't leave any children, but he leaves his wife pregnant. And the question is she carrying a viable child, a Zara Shel Kayama, or not? Right? If it's a viable child, there's no Yibum. If it's not a viable child, there will be Yibum. Either way, as long as she's a Muberes, there can be no Yibum. Now, let's say he was Avar the Yibma. Let's say he tried to do Yibum against the Halakha while she was a Muberes. So what happens? So the Rishonim pretty much say there's no Iser Eshesach. If it turns out that the child was not a Zera Shel Kayama, and ultimately she needs Yibum. So even though he was not allowed to be miyabim her, and it doesn't count as Yibum, let me make that clear. Bizman Shehimu Veris, he'd have to Yibum again. She's still Mizukekes, but she's not Ishto. But there's no violation of Yisra Eishes Ach either. That's what Tosa says. That's the line here in Tosa. See, Tagali, Tosa says, Bim Tomar, in the middle of Tosas. The Reish Lakish, Akonis Yvento Muberes, if he tries to be miyabim her while she's pregnant, the Ipila, and then the child turns out not to be viable, so she needs a Yibum, Amai Patur Minakorban. Right? Since the Yibum isn't Chal based on what he did, why shouldn't he have violated Eishasach and have to bring a korban? Kim de bias muberes lo shmabia. In kain Eishasach shalom b'makom mitzvah hi. Good question, right? So the answer is, no mari, afilo hachi lo mechayiv midi dava katan, shabal yubem to gedola, damala kamanta te kadlenu. The Gemara says later, the Mishnah says later on, that a yavam katan, even though he can't seemingly, can't fulfill the gabra, certainly, the mitzvah yibum, because he's la bar Nevid mitzvah. Nonetheless, there's no violation of Eishasach. So we see you can have a neutral case, you can have lack of fulfillment of the mitzvah, and yet no violation of Yisra Eishasach. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, and there are ways to get out of this, I'm just telling you his analysis first. He says, listen, shouldn't Eishasach always be dependent on fulfilling the mitzvah? Certainly if you hold pure dechuya, classic dechuya. What is classic dechuya? There's an Yisra Eishasach, and there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Right? The only reason you don't violate one is because you fulfill the other. That's what dechuya means. It thrusts it aside. It overrides it. So if that depends on the actual key of a mitzvah, maybe that's one of the things that needs to be reassessed, even in dechuya, but that's his analysis. So you need kiyum mitzvah sagabra, right? Dechuya. How could Tosas here say otherwise? Because it's hutra. Because he probably holds hutra.
Right.
This is right.
Because she's pregnant.
Then it should be HSR.
Yeah, but she turned out afterwards and it wasn't. So maybe he holds Clara and
it's not the. No, but there's no evil. He has to do a new evil.
There's no evil.
He was born Laha be Yibum while she was pregnant. It doesn't work for Yibum.
It doesn't hold Yibum, but it doesn't hold Eishasach. It's not in an Eishasach situation.
But what do you mean it's not an Eishasach if there's no Yibum? They wanted to say Lamafreya that it was Yibum. Right? If you want to say Goy Milson Lamafreya that it was fine, even though we didn't know then, he should have taken the risk. How could he take a risk? Wow, what a. With terrible brinksmanship, right? Okay, but he did, right? So you say, oh, but now in the revised history, the way it turned out, right, turns out she was omedesly Yibum. But it doesn't count for Yibum. He now is still obligated to do Yibum. So that means that what he did wasn't an act of Yibum Shel Mitzvah. So it would appear. And yet it's not an Yisra Eishasach. So that, if you say, this is his analysis. If you say Hutra, there could be situations where there's no Eishasach, even though there's no Yibum.
Right.
Right? But if you say Dechuya, that's a problem. And Katan too, same idea, right? Katan is a La B'nei Nevid mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah Yibum, but apparently there's no Yisra Eishasach. Right? So the Sura B'chan Basaman says, that's fine for the Chachamim,
right,
but it shouldn't work for Avishol, because Avishol, according to the Shuvah Sarambam, is Dechuya. So he should have to go, Avishol should have to tell you that a Muberes is Kayav Eishasach, and that a Katan cannot be Miyamin. That's his question. What's his answer? You're right. Just like the Mishnah, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, right, is excluded if you hold Avishol, according to the Ramban. So let's go further. Katan is also excluded. Another Mishnah and another Gemara, Muberes. Right? Maybe it doesn't end there. There are probably other things too. I'll discuss some. That's today's sheet, although we're not going to get to it. We'll keep it for next week. That's an amazing extension of the Rambam's Abishol. The Rambam didn't say that. There might be other ways to get out of Kartan Muberes, etc. Okay. That's Rav Chanan Pasuk. What I would like to say about Abishol, I'll just tell you very quickly, and then I'll spend 5 minutes on Purim, is the opposite. I'll just tell you, and I'll develop it next week. And that is, instead of saying what the Rambam says in his Tshuva, what I've been saying all year is the idea, what I keep calling superhutra. And that is as follows. Instead of saying that Abishol needs kabana lemitzvah, because mitzvah streak is kabana, he needs the kima mitzvah, not a bit of kima mitzvah. It's a din of lishma. Like some of the Achronim said, Rabbi Huda and others, what do I mean lishma? And why do you need lishma all of a sudden? Right, normally lishma, in a get you need lishma because there's no such thing as a generic get. Every get is personal, every ishus is personal. We discuss that when we learn Gittin. Normally, aside from Gittin, the lishmas that you require are connected to, usually, almost always connected to a davar shebekdusha. Yibum requires an additional injection of kedusha and of purity of motive in order to turn eishes ach, which is a problem, into eishes ach, which is a motivation as a davar shebekdusha. We've been talking all year round. Instead of seeing, in other words, yibum as trampling on the kedusha of ishus, but for a good cause, like you said before, right? The ends justify the means. Instead of seeing it that way, seeing it as in light of the situation, the brother has no heirs. The Yisrael Shasak, instead of a problem, is a mechayiv. It's a davar shebekdusha. But to do that, your motivation has to be pure. That's what takes you away from Eishasach. And that's what Abishol says. So that's the case. Maybe the pshat in Abishol is as follows. There are two levels of the relationship between Eishasach and Yibum. There are two ways you could do Yibum. We had this earlier in the year. Some of the Mefarshim al HaTorah said this, like the Netziv and others. There are two ways to do Yibum. One way to do Yibum is to say, you know, there's an Yisrael Eishasach, but Lahakim, Lahakim Shem B'Yisrael allows me to override it. But if I'm doing it that way, then in a certain sense, I'm pogea be'erva, and it's kar be'enai shavlad mamzer. It isn't. But it's kar be'enai and it's kila pogea, because she is an eishasi. It's a shame eishasi, eishasach. Right? I'm allowed to override that. What does it mean to override it? When I'm overriding it, am I pogea it? I'm not over it. Right? What I tried to explain for Rabbeinu Tam is, the coins of Rabbeinu Tam, we pass them like Abishol, and there's no mamzer, and there's no erva, right? But it's certainly enough to tell me that you should avoid it and do chalitza karum le'ibum. That's basically all there is. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam, I think, holds that there are two ways to do yibum. The way to do yibum that is over chatchila, and that is better than doing chalitza, is to turn it into a davar shebekdusha. And that requires purity of motivation. L'shem evil. Even l'shem ishus is no good. So, I always wanted to marry her. My brother got there first. What do you mean your brother got there first? That's eishasach. If you're doing it l'shem evil, that's evil. That's a davar shebekdusha. But if you can't muster that level of kabana, while you're not going to violate eishasach or mamzer, because it's still dechuya at minimum, that's the backup, but you should know that that is a dieved, a b'dieved, and I'd rather you do chalitza. Rather, it's better to do chalitza than to be pogea be'erva and to be kar ve'enai shavla mamzer. That's what I think Abishol is saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Support that it's a davar shebekedusha. The process, the ma'aseh yivum, is the marriage process, which is kedushin. Kedushin is a...
You don't even need kedushin. And this is it's exactly. It's b'makom kedushin in a way, and it's kedushin b'chupa kiyachad in a way as well.